Free Radio now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Welcome back on this Tuesday. Pretty sure we all need a national recovery day from our long vacation, long weekend, if you will. But regardless, welcome back on this Tuesday. If you went to the race, one of my favorite things about the 500, as good as the race is, people watching is also as good as the race, okay?
It's amazing. I mean, from the outfits to the behavior, it's like spring break.
It is.
All over again.
You need to go to our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page because there are some glorious pictures that people have from the track on Sunday. You never know what you're going to see. I see pictures of a guy in a thong, but yet he's holding hands with his girlfriend next to him. You know, that's just an example of stuff that you might see at the track on Sunday.
I love how people go all out. It's like Mardi Gras meets America. You know what I mean?
Yes, it very much is the case. One of the craziest things I saw at the track on Sunday, we were deep inside Turn 3 at the Snake Pit Party. By the way, everybody that came out to that. That was awesome. There was 20,000 people in the snake pit on Sunday.
It was crazy, and every one of them as they're coming out were like, who won?
Right.
But like, that's how crazy it was in there. I heard so many people say that. Like, wait, do we know who won the race?
What happened out there?
Yeah.
But the craziest thing I saw, everybody that I saw was pretty much well-behaved, except for one guy who was out of his mind drunk, and he decided it'd be a good idea if he whipped out his, you know, manhood and spin it around like a helicopter. He spun it like a helicopter for like 6 seconds, and it's like, dude, we need to put that away. We're trying to have a good time at the snake pit. We don't need to spin it like a helicopter, okay?
That is hilarious. You know what, though? When those things make an appearance, it always tends to be at the track, because I witnessed, not that, but like a guy just like peeing out in the open behind one of the like food tents, like on Carb Day, at the Carb Day concert.
That's when you don't want somebody to spin it like a helicopter.
Exactly, and I was like, ugh, get out of the line of fire. Awful.
Our nighttime guy, Brian, he was kind enough to deliver some audio to us this morning. Honestly, I don't know what exactly is on this audio.
Right, we'll find out.
But I know he was in Glamtown all weekend. And here's Brian, I believe, hanging out with some Cali guys. Listen to this.
Yo, what's up? My name's Nick. We're from California, man.
And what do you think about glamping here at the Indy 500?
Dude, I'm in your pool right now.
And dude, this guy totally sounds like he's from, like, California.
Oh, yeah, you can't tell at all where he's from, right? Jesus.
People were having a really good time in Glamtown.
Yeah, they
much.
Were.
I think here's more of the California guys.
The Radio Now pool compared to anything that California has to offer.
Dude, man, again, as I said before, this is the prime of the prime right here. Nothing compares to California, man.
I'm having the greatest time of my life. Greatest time of my life.
Yes, thank you, California.
Oh, my God.
Is that not like the stereotypical how a California guy would sound,
right,
too?
They sound like cartoons, and, you know?
And by the way...
Drunk cartoons.
And by the way, the water sound effects you heard in the background. Radio Now, we had a tent set up in Glamtown all weekend. Brian was like the mayor, I believe, of Glamtown.
He was running things in Glamtown.
Yeah, he was. And he actually had like some baby pools set up, and people were hanging out in this
He
area.
Actually had a water truck show up and fill up his baby pool with like 100 gallons of water.
That is commitment right there.
It was the most fun thing you can kind of remember.
Jumping in your pool. Today I was doing swan dives right through the middle of that.
I'm sorry. All we've heard is guys. Did Brian talk to any girls this weekend at Glamtown?
I mean, I don't know. It was crazy.
The audio on this one, it's labeled Glamped in Glamtown. Let's listen to this.
Did you get glamped in one of the glamping tents this weekend?
Absolutely.
You got menage a glamp.
Oh, my God.
Menage a glamp. Maybe by one of those California guys. That would have been totally cool.
In the pool.
By one of the California guys. Anyway, what happens at the track doesn't say the track. It goes on air. Radio Now 100.9, and we thank you for that. 239-1009. Right now, craziest thing you saw at the track on Sunday. It's Radio Now.